Hi, my friends. I have missed you so much, and I'm so happy to be back having coffee with you. Something new this season is we actually did video recording for you guys as well. So if you listen on Spotify or YouTube, you'll actually get to watch our conversation if you would like. Today, I have everyone's favorite guest, my husband, Russell. He rolled in right off the road for this episode, and I rolled up fresh off of solo parenting and 7 months pregnant. We laugh, we cry, we talk about all the real stuff going on behind the scenes. For those of you who don't know, exactly 1 year ago from the day this episode releases, we had a miscarriage. We talked a little bit about it online, but this is our first time really opening up and talking about it. And what is wild is the timing was completely unplanned. I just wanted to give a heads up for those of you that might need to protect your hearts and fast forward that part whenever it happens. He is my favorite person and he's y'all's too. So let's get to my episode with Russell D. Well, hi there.
Hi, lover.
How are you?
It's me.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Arnie's back. Delivered.
He quite literally, this is going to be actually sweet. Normally when we record these episodes, we've been around each other 24/7, but we actually have not seen each other.
I missed you.
In like 3 days. Four days?
Oh, yeah.
And he got back literally this morning. And I've been solo parenting. He came in. He was like, I'm so tired. And I was like, I don't want to hear it. He's like, I've been up since four. But you know what is nice about our life and like our situation is that I also get to live the life you live. And I know that's true. Like bus sleep is not great.
Yeah.
And so thankful for a bus, but it is pretty hard to sleep. Like there's road noise and there's a bed, but imagine like a road trip, right? Like
one bump can take you out of your REM cycle so fast.
Or rumble strip or construction or someone like, honking.
And hit the brakes and then you're like, your heart's pumping and then you're like.
Because you think you're going in a ditch.
Yeah. And then like, well, I could get up and run a quarter marathon right now.
Right.
So
I at least have compassion.
You at least understand.
I do understand.
I did play a lot of golf this week though.
Yeah. You got plenty of time off the dad clock.
I know. I did.
Plenty of time.
I woke up at four and couldn't go back to sleep. And I was like, oh, dang it.
But
I
gotta
be
out.
In dad mode when I get home, you know, trying to be there for you.
He did sleep. Well, he woke up, but he was just like playing in his bed until 9 o'clock. So the Lord hath shined upon you.
Downeth.
Because you did get to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
But anyway, we haven't seen each other.
Like, what's new, babe? What you been doing?
Well, I was the utmost in laziness last night. I made DiGiorno. I fed our kid DiGiorno.
That's where we're at.
That was day three or four of you being gone. I was like, we're done.
You sent me that pic. And
we're
I was
done
like,
here.
So proud of you.
We're done so here. Proud. Watched a show while we ate our DiGiorno. That's where we were at.
That's it. You know? Good.
We were surviving, not thriving. But it's okay. You know, you get in a rhythm of doing it solo and we were in a cute little rhythm. Yeah. Right now, I'm just kind of soaking in. We have, 12 weeks left of just him.
Yeah.
And it's like...
You're 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, it's like really bittersweet.
Yeah.
Obviously so excited about our baby. But like, it's just a weird thing to be like, you're going to share us. You're going to share me and my attention. Lord, help us, you know?
Yeah, I know. And like, phones can be a distraction sometimes too. And like, even this morning, I was like... People were texting me, like, you know, with shows and this and other stuff, like, to get done. And Remy was like, Dad, like, play with the trucks. Like, play with the trucks. And I was like, you're right.
Put the phone down.
Yeah, put the phone down. Roll around on the floor with him, you know. And he's potty training right now, so he's just, like, naked baby running around everywhere. I'm like, it's just the cutest thing.
Yeah, it is. It's so sweet.
It's so cute.
He's a little muffin at the moment.
Yeah. He's very tender.
Yeah. Like he can say like sentences and stuff now. So that he does the with me. So it'll be like, Dada, play trucks with me.
With me. Yeah.
Or Mama, eat breakfast with me. And the inflection and the whole thing just takes you down. It's like, whatever you want to do. Sure. I'll climb Everest with you. Yeah. Sure. Let's go do it. But I feel like that's such a thing that people say in the beginning, like savor it, soak it in. It goes so fast. People say all of the things. Mm-hmm. But I think in my head, I had this realization yesterday that the baby phase was what I thought goes so fast. But truly, mm-hmm. all of it does. Yeah. And I think I haven't, the idea of another baby coming is making me savor even this 2 and almost 3 phase. And mm-hmm. there's just like never a moment you shouldn't savor.
Right. Yeah. And everybody says it goes by so fast. And I'm like, cool, dude. We get it. But it was weird because we were in COVID the first time. So yeah. it was like every day we woke up and it was like, we're having a baby. You know, like we're like,
yeah,
let's watch our what to expect when you're expecting app.
That lady's a legend. If you have any
her
kids.
Puns are immaculate. 10 out of 12 recommend.
What's her name? Like Cynthia or something?
Cynthia Curtis.
No, was a teacher. That was our Belmont.
Dean. That was our Belmont dean. Anyways, yeah. but we had time every single day to just like, we're having a baby. What else are we going to do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
It was like, so we're 16 weeks in 2 days, yeah. 16 weeks in three days. And now I'm like, how far are you? I'm like, I honestly have no idea.
No idea. Oh, I forgot we were even having a baby.
And it's hard. It's just so different. Shout out to the COVID moms and dads. Like, if you had a kid in that time, I don't think anyone really had the capacity to care about how difficult it was for all of us. Like, what a freaking terrifying time to be pregnant. Especially have a first. Like, we had no idea what we were doing, no idea what was going on. You're like handing off your baby to people in your families that you're like, I hope you don't have this invisible thing that we don't know anything about.
Yeah.
It was like, it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice to be home an excessive amount of time, but also scary because our industry was shut down. Yeah. And the way we provide for our family and other families was gone. And there was just, it's so interesting to do the comparison of this to that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say on the con list of this, I've had to find clothes to wear because
presentable clothes. Well, you look so adorable.
Thank you.
Give them a fit check, babe.
Thank you. For those of you watching, it's all from Target. I finally had a moment of like, I have to go buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause last time I just wore your big shirts and biker shorts. Like that's.
Which is still great.
It is. It is still great.
And
but
so on trend this
season. Well, we need to catch everybody up. What's been going on? It's been a minute
where
since
we
we've been here.
Where would you like to begin, love?
You know, I don't know. I really don't. I think we've been through a lot. Emotionally on the hard side with baby stuff that we should probably talk about.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like there's just been change pretty much everywhere around us, mm-hmm. I feel like. And all of it has been like a shedding of just the old. And right now we're in such a sweet, amazing place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I feel so happy and free and grateful and hopeful. And I think we didn't realize we didn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
That we were just going through some stuff that like, not with us, just outside things
mm-hmm.
that were affecting us. And we finally just like set up some boundaries and set ourselves free, honestly. Like the Lord did, but wow, what a difference.
Through many avenues,
Like, what a difference.
I was like, it was so bad for me. And we were just talking with Mia. She said something about this and that, but like brings on depression. And I was like, I'm not a depressed guy. Like, I'm a happy guy.
Yeah.
And it was to the point where I was like, do we have like black mold in our house? Like, why are we just like surviving? Like, why are we just like barely getting by? Why do we feel like this? You know what I mean? It was to the point of like, is there something like, is there too much fluoride in our tap water or something? Like,
right. No, you literally, you did look at me. You're like, do we have black mold? I remember you asking that towards like the end of it. And we're like, oh no, just this, these outside things are affecting us.
Yeah.
And there's, to a degree that we did not realize. Mm-hmm.
And it was such a slow, I don't know, or just like a under the radar thing of just like heaviness and like oppression that brought on like depression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly. and not like severe, but it was just like, oh man, I'm just like not, and I feel like I just kind of like lost hope. Mm. Like I stopped dreaming because I was just like so burdened by having to deal with all of that, you know, and it wasn't fun anymore. It wasn't like exciting. There was nothing like, you know, you can only throw out so many dreams and throw them and dream and dream and dream and dream. And then like none of it happens, you know, and it's like you just get to the point where you're like, all right, well, I'm out.
Yeah, I think it's good for people to hear from you, especially because everyone's like, is he always that happy? Is he always that joyful? Is he always that wonderful? Is he always? And it's true. Even when you have gone through really hard seasons, which I would, that's just kind of how we can sum up what we went through professionally lately, was there was a hard season. And on the other side, we looked at each other just like, holy cow, there you are.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, and I think a lot of people can relate to that, like jobs you don't like or jobs you're unhappy in, or, and not saying we were unhappy in our job. It's just there was difficulties that we were up against that we didn't realize we were up against. And now when I look at someone who is doing a job that they, like there's a difference between careers and callings. And we're in our calling and it was still difficult and hard. And I look at people in just a job and dealing with some hard things. And you're like, I'm curious what this would look like if you chose to be brave and you chose to step out and do something that scares you.
Yeah.
And like something that excites you. And I saw this video the other day that was like, I don't encourage my kids to do what they love. I encourage them to do what they're good at. And I think callings are things you are good at. Like things that are innately you're passionate about and come easy to you. And because it should be in your gifting.
Right.
And he was just talking about, he's like, don't just pursue things you love. Like you may love music, but if it's not your calling, don't do it. I actually, I'm curious if these people are listening to this episode, but towards the end of the year last year, which was definitely the hardest year of our lives, all of this, you know, some professional stuff was like difficult and heavy, and personally we went through a miscarriage. It was, he did 130 shows last year and recorded a record on the days we were home, so essentially if we didn't tour together we wouldn't have seen you. It was hands down the hardest year of our lives. 2017 was really tough, just touring nonstop in a van, and that's like a whole different kind of hard.
Yeah, that was more just all physically exhausting.
Yeah, this
just
was like
schedule. This was more
emotionally exhausting.
Yeah.
And this couple, this sweet couple, I hope you're hearing this because I hope you can hear my heart. They called me over. I was at the sound booth during a show and they were at the front of the booth, and I walked up there and they're like, hey, nice to meet you. I was like, nice to meet you guys. And she's like, he does music, points to her husband. And she said, do you have any advice? And this was end of the year. I think I'd already had my miscarriage at this point, and no one knew that. And we were just so, so done. And I just looked at them in all honesty and I said, don't. And I still kind of feel bad about it. I my heart, like, I do believe that deep down, that if God hasn't called you to something,
And maybe he has.
Right. And that's what I did say. I did get that out at least. I was like, if God has told you to do it, do it.
Yeah.
But unless he has told you to do it, I cannot discourage you enough.
Yeah.
Is what I said. And I said, what you're looking at, and it was a room of thousands of people. And I said, what you're looking at right now is a decade of the two of us. All hands on deck with a team, with management,
every day.
Everyone pushing forward.
Yeah. Every meal, every conversation. Yeah. We can't have a date night without, I mean, both of us, we're both guilty of it.
Yeah. And I was like, what you're looking at is, this is a decade. Yeah. And it was big. It was thousands of people, but it wasn't an arena. It wasn't a stadium, right? Like, I'm like, this is still where we're at.
Yeah. You know? I think about that too.
And I just felt, later I was like, man, I think I, in my unhealthy exhaustion, was way too blunt to those people. But I do kind of mean it. And
But when God tells you to do something, he is going to sustain you to do it.
Yeah.
And there, without him telling us to do this, there ain't a chance. Like, yeah. We would have, you would be where you are, or we would have seen the things we've seen.
Yeah.
I can't imagine if we were doing it in our own strength. And I think that's what I was looking at this couple being like, unless God is going to help you do this, you don't want to do this. Because even with him helping us, I'm really, really
still
tired.
Been hard, yeah.
I'm really, really tired.
It's been a long year. Can we just pray real quick? Really,
it's been a really hard year.
I think about that too. I like doing like keynote speeches like back at Belmont where we went to college and you know, because people would come in and talk, and like Craig Wiseman, like big songwriters would come in and talk. And I was like, I would love to go back and like tell people, like, don't do this.
Don't do this.
I know all you see is the stage and the, you know, the big performances and all the cool stuff. But like, bro.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at me, you're like, BS, I'm going to go do this. Then like, you might have a shot. But if you're right. Like. Yeah, maybe he's right. Then let me just save you a decade of your life.
Yeah.
Go get a job at State Farm. Sell some insurance.
Jake,
I'm just kidding.
Go be the new Jake. But you, in all of that, you did have hard days and bad days, but you still showed up. And I think people are like, there's no way he's like that all the time. And even in the hard things, you still were you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We were just more tired. I feel like we were
just dull. I just didn't have the energy. All my energy was just sucked out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, that's why I was like, do we have black mold floor? What's in our water?
Right.
Something's up with our city water or whatever.
Yeah. It was incredibly difficult. And I feel like people may not know. Because we choose not to make our social media a place we complain about our lives or say like, oh, this is hard and like, I think there's just enough. Everyone's lives are different kinds of hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to wake up at 6 every day to drive and commute. And that's a different kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different kind of hard to not be passionate about what you do. And it's a different kind of hard to sleep on a bed that's moving on a highway. You know, like everyone has different things. And
that's great, babe.
We just don't want to be.
It's a great word.
Complainers, you know, like everyone has hard stuff.
Yeah.
And, but I think it's important in this long form space to talk about the hard stuff for like the real deal people who want to know because they do want to know.
Yeah.
And I did ask on Instagram if people want to know things. So I will check that at the
Ooh.
End to be sure that we've covered some of the good stuff.
No, we didn't do the 5 questions. You're supposed to start with 5 questions.
Well, I said that and I haven't done that for any of them.
So, babe.
Well, we just dive right in. You know?
I know. All right, well, hit me with the questions. Hi, my name is Russell. Question number 1. What's your
name? Where are you from?
I was born in Union City, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then we moved here. We moved to Franklin in 5th grade.
Fifth grade.
I was 10 years old.
How do you take your coffee?
Ooh, if it's hot, I do black. Crema, half calf. Take the calf, take the decaf, mix it in the hopper. Boom. Half calf. Cold, iced latte.
Yeah.
Whole milk. Give me that dairy. Give me that lactose. I want it.
How southern of you. What should my other questions be? We're workshopping this
year.
That's
3.
We were workshopping the name of it too. Like, should it be like an espresso self or like a
espresso self?
Or I thought of like caffeine, like a kickoff, like caffeine kickoff. No, you don't love that one.
I don't love that one. A drip right in. Let's drip right in.
No, this is the kind of stuff we talk about at dinner.
Yeah,
this is
why we can never have a date night.
Well, we can discuss this later, but
let's just do 3. That's 3 easy questions.
You love that? Name, like, where are you from? How do you take your coffee?
Boom.
That's pretty good.
I love that.
That's pretty good.
All right, so now you're gonna have to bring all the guests back
and redo the beginnings of it.
Yeah.
Hang tight with us for a minute because I've got something delicious to share with you guys. There's nothing quite like the smell of fresh baked bread coming out of the oven. Am I right? What if I told you that you could get the quality bread you want and spend less time in the kitchen? Well, you can with Wild Grain. I wish so badly that I could be a make it from scratch, make your own bread kind of girly, but with all the travel that we do and the kiddos, it just isn't in the cards for me. And that is why I'm so hype about Wild Grain. It is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Unlike typical supermarket bread, Wild Grain uses a slow fermentation process that's easier on your belly, lower in sugar, and rich in nutrients and antioxidants. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box to get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries that you like. Plus, there's also a new option for a large box with 12 items in it, which is perfect for bigger families or just hungry husbands like mine or me. We all know that I'm a carbs girl and I love me some pasta, and my healthy husband approves of this brand and their ingredients. Wild Grain is constantly adding new seasonal and limited time special items to add to your box, so you will never get bored. And for every new member, Wild Grain donates 6 meals to the Greater Boston Food Bank, so you can eat good and do good all at the same time. Just sign up at wildgrain.com/CWK and choose which type of box you want to receive and how often. It's easy to reschedule, skip, or cancel. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/CWK to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/CWK. That's wildgrain.com/CWK, or you can use promo code CWK at checkout. This episode is also sponsored by Hiya Health, another new and amazing partner supporting what Coffee with Kaylee is doing, and I'm so excited to be working with them this season because of what they're doing in the children's supplement space. Typical children's vitamins are basically candy in disguise, filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and all kinds of other things that growing kids should never eat. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin with zero sugar or additives. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's also non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages and sent straight to your door so parents have one less thing to worry about. Remy is obsessed with these vitamins. Your first bottle comes with stickers for your kiddo to play with, and he loved decorating his own personal bottle. He genuinely can't wait to take his vitamins, and I honestly have to tell him he cannot have more until tomorrow because he loves them so much. I'm thankful I found something to fill the gaps to provide the full body nourishment he needs with a yummy taste he is obsessed with. We've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/coffeewithkaylee. This deal is not available on their regular website, so go to hiyahealth.com/coffeewithkaylee and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Anyway, back to the real deal, Dickerson information, you know. We haven't really discussed publicly. I've done a post about our miscarriage. I don't even know if you ever did. I don't know. And all of a sudden it was like Us Weekly, Russell Dickerson's wife. I was like, wow, okay. So it was like the first time that I was like, oh, our life news is like news. And that was bizarre, like to be expected at some point. But yeah, I was like, oh, wow, okay. But it was right in the middle of your tour. And yeah. We went to the doctor. I was around 8 weeks. And I went in because I'd had a chemical pregnancy before Remington, and which essentially is like the egg is fertilized, but it doesn't implant, but it sends your HCG levels up. So you get a positive pregnancy test. And so we had a positive test before Remy. And then a week later you bleed. And so it's a very, very early miscarriage, but really just like a failed pregnancy. And that was incredibly difficult because you have all the emotions of a positive test. You don't expect anything's going to be any different. But at least it's way shorter lived than like a miscarriage weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, because of that, my doctor is kind enough to do blood tests on me almost like weekly to just make sure everything's rising, everything's looking good. And so she was doing that early on, and I started to feel just less pregnant. Like I felt like my sense of smell was going down, or I was like, I don't know if something's right. And so we went in, and my HCG levels were lower than they wanted. And so they were like, let's get you on an ultrasound. And we did. And in that ultrasound, they're like, well, you're 8 weeks, but what we're showing is more like six.
Mm-hmm. But like we saw the heartbeat.
There was a little bitty heartbeat. Yeah.
You know.
And that.
That's the hard part, yeah. You know, to. Because the first time you go in and you're excited and then you just see like a, just an empty circle, mm-hmm. you know, which is like, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah.
But like seeing a heartbeat on the screen and you're like, and then that moment you're like, oh, good. Like, you know, we saw the heartbeat and that's what you're looking for. We saw the little,
mm-hmm.
saw the little baby, saw the little yeah. heartbeat. And then it was like, all right, cool. And then.
They were like, baby's measuring smaller than, based on the dates you're telling us, this baby should be bigger, the heart rate should be faster. So in that moment, I kind of knew something was either wrong with the baby mm-hmm. or we were losing it. And that night we had to leave. We flew out that night or the next day to go to shows in the Dakotas, South Dakota.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we met the bus
mm-hmm.
and then woke up and literally on the set of the Big Wheels music video.
Yeah, that
was like, yeah. you were like, I'm just going to stay on the bus, whatever. And you're like, so still wrestling with it. Like, mm-hmm. it's not sure. I was like, babe, we saw the heartbeat. Everything's going to be fine. Like, you know, like what? And you were just like, no, I know something's wrong.
Yeah. And I was crying pretty much nonstop and I was so scared. And then. You just had to wait. They were like, come back a week later
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping for growth and it'll all catch up. So we're praying, believing for all of that and show up. And there was no heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard, obviously. And you were supposed to leave on the bus that night. And our sweet doctor, I mean, she came in and you could tell she'd been crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't. It's scary to consider going on the bus for this to happen. But it's even scarier for me to think of not being with him.
Yeah.
Like, and so she said, fortunately, she has lots of like artist wives as patients and, she was like, fortunately, you have your own bus. And that's the only way I'd let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did and got on the bus that night and went to somewhere. I can't remember where. But we had a day off the next day in St. Louis and went to like a Cardinals game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm feeling okay enough. Like nothing had happened yet, you know, and I was like, well, I guess so. We like went to a Cardinals game, and now looking back, that's pretty delusional and mm-hmm. insane that we did that, but we did. And you had shows after that, and then we finally came home, and then you know that's when I actually miscarried. But thank God I was home, and
yeah.
But then you know went back on the road. I think that next you left actually pretty short after that. I think you were gone. Like a week and a half, you did a California run pretty quick after.
Really? And you stayed home?
I stayed home. And it's just, you know, like.
I'm sorry, babe.
You know, it comes with it.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you just do it. You don't have another choice.
Yeah.
And I think it's easy for people to look at artists' lives and no matter who they are and just be like, oh my gosh, it must be so nice. And it must, you know, and there are really beautiful, incredible parts, but then there are parts like this that like you are losing a baby. And I remember, I probably shouldn't have brought your attention to it, but I remember those South Dakota shows. I was like, hey, just a heads up. I don't want you to be blindsided on stage when you say two pink lines. Like, right. I don't want you to process it live, real time. That right, is in yeah. your song.
Yeah.
And
but that would happen to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. No exactly. Exactly. I was like, hey, just a heads up. This is in your song and I don't want you to lose it on yeah. stage. And it is a weird thing to like have to show up to your job and pretend everything is fine mm-hmm. and entertain, quite literally, mm-hmm. other people when your heart
yeah.
is shattered.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, I mean, our agent came out to one of them and I think he's pretty sure he knew. We told him before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, you know, I could tell. No one else could tell, you know, like, but he was like, but I've seen enough shows to know that, you know, that wasn't your maximum. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I gave it all I could give. And if that was 7.5 out of 10, then that's all I had.
Yeah. You did it.
Yeah.
We made it. We yeah. made it through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really, like, as heartbroken as we were, like, when as cliche as it is, when it says like the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, like mm-hmm. that was it. And like when you were gone, I didn't have the comfort of mm-hmm. my husband there. Yeah. I didn't have, and I'm just so thankful that I had someone else, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly praying, being like, I need you to hug me in my sleep.
Mm.
Like, I need you to hold me.
Yeah, I need you to spoon me, Father.
Yes, yes. Seriously.
Big spoon or little spoon?
Big spoon, obviously. He's very comforting. Yeah, I just so vividly remember, like, feeling peace mm-hmm. even when it felt like everything was swirling.
Yeah.
And I just want that for anyone listening. Like, you're going to go through hard things in life, mm-hmm. and you have someone who wants to hold you, quite literally, and be near to you when your heart is breaking. Like, nowhere in the Bible is this American dream that everything is going to be awesome and great. Mm-hmm. It is not the Lego theme song. Everything is not awesome. Like, when you become a Christian and do life, but the promise is not there won't be hard things. The promise is you won't be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that. And I think you felt that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting for the girls listening to have just the male perspective on going through that. And I know, like you had said to me, you're like, I just feel helpless. Like, yeah. just
absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like there are parallels to newborns and this in that mm-hmm. way. It's like, I can't do anything except go get you whatever yeah. you need, you know. And it's like, if I could take that physical pain away, if I could take that, I would, you know, mm-hmm. like I would do it 100 times over so that you wouldn't have to go through that. But yeah, it's such a long process for us, I think, to deal with, is because we just dove right back in. And I'm probably still processing it. Mm. I just don't know. But like, that's why, you know, you waited till January to even publicly mm. announce it. Cause I feel like we just sort of like, just get through the year. Just, you know, yeah. don't, which we should not have done. Like, we should have canceled. We should have done those things. Like, I would yeah. go back and do that mm-hmm. instantly. But, yeah, I think it took us to have that time off. Yeah. And just that's when I feel like we both, like, and it would just hit me at random times. Like, I would be, I don't know, chopping something in the kitchen to cooking, and something would make me think of something. And, you know, and then it was just like, oh, wow. Yeah. And then I just like start crying in the kitchen. And, you know, that's just another step in dealing with it and just feeling it, letting it. I'm a 7. I don't like to be sad, but I've learned to let those emotions in and feel them and don't run from them, you know?
Yeah, it's good. And you feel them. You almost, like, you personally, like, work them out, literally. Like, you go, like, chop in the kitchen or chop wood
in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Like sometimes for dudes, it looks different to deal with things emotionally, emotionally than girls.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it is for guys. It's like getting out there doing something monotonous that you like, your brain can shut off and like, you're not just sitting there like, oh, am I overthinking? I'm like, next thing you know, you like, you chopped a whole rick of wood and you've got out all your problems and your frustrations and your, yeah, I think that's like the shoulder to shoulder thing with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we bond on the golf course, playing video games.
Yeah, and when you
doing
have,
something,
yes, and honestly, I think we did process a lot. I shared when we were at the beach because after that year, we're like, don't book a single thing in January. Like, we need a break.
Mm-hmm.
We need to shut off and shut down. And that's, I think, when we also dealt with a lot of things. And also when the Lord decided to bless us with a lady who came and spoke life into our lives, like, when we needed it most,
mm-hmm.
quite literally.
Yeah.
And from... I mean, she saw her name. We're going to refer to her as Beach Prophecy, Amy. Amy, we love you.
Love you, Amy.
She, y'all, when I tell you this story, it's truly unbelievable.
Yeah.
But we.
On to the happy stuff.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, your sevenness.
I'll feel the feels all day.
I know. I was like, I know we need to talk about it. And so we talked about it.
Yeah, but that's a great segue.
Yeah, so she and her husband actually made a beeline for us, like, on the beach. We're sitting there. And so I just naturally assumed she knew who Russell was. And because that happens. And actually, we get asked this a lot. Like, how do you guys feel about people coming up to you? Genuinely love it. We love
honored.
Meeting. Honored. So that's
glad
what
you listened to the jams. Glad you listened.
Yeah, like, that's what I assumed was happening. And they started chit-chatting with us. And Remy was actually napping. And we had his monitor because we were staying on the beach. And so his monitor reached the beach so we could have some time alone. And they came straight up to us, started talking. And we started talking about God and all these incredible stories. And then we exchanged numbers, actually, because we just felt really kindred. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I love these people. And she was telling stories about praying for a woman in Africa and she was blind and now she can see, right? Like all these things that I was like, she's saying, this probably sounds unbelievable. And I'm sitting there being like, sister, I did years of missions work. This is totally believable to me. And I know this God that you talk of and I'm obsessed with this God that you talk of. I'm here for all these stories. And it was just awesome. And so then the next day she texts and we met back up and she's like, you won't believe this. And I was like, I probably will. And she said, she and her friends are goals, everybody. They get together, they pray, and when they feel like God shows them something, they say it, and someone writes it down.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to us, she said, when I saw y'all on the beach, I heard God say that couple go to them. And so when she made a beeline, she actually did not know who Russell was. She's like, I'm sorry, I listen like exclusively to Christian worship music. Yeah. And now knowing this lady, I'm like, that totally checks out.
I listen to Mercy Me and Third Day.
That totally checks out. Lauren Daigle, hello, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's
for
sure. Sorry, how 2000s of me.
So 2000s.
Lauren Daigle, Carrie
Cody Carnes.
Brandon Lake.
Yes. Shout out.
What all the cool Christians listen to these days.
Maverick City, obviously. Shout out Belonging Company. Anyway, so... she said, me and my friends, we get together, and she said, the name Russell stood out to me. And she went back in her notes and searched Russell. And sure enough, she showed me the note. It was, like, created September of, like, 2021. It said, Russell, the couple, and the location we were.
Like the beach where we were hanging.
Yes. And it was so specific. There were other things in there, too, but so specific. And I was like, what in the world? And she said, I knew that's why God said, go and talk to them. And so at this point, she had looked us up and she was like, I would love to pray for you guys. And she prayed so many things. Like when we talk about that heavy season that we went through professionally, she, at the time, some of it made sense. And some of it were like, as you should when anyone offers to pray for you. Like that checks out, that doesn't.
Right.
Yes, no, yes,
that's
no. That's
biblical.
I feel that in my spirit that checks or doesn't.
Test all prophets.
Yeah. And so there were things I was like, okay, that sort of makes sense, sort of doesn't. Well, fast forward on the professional side, everything she said really checked out. We just didn't know at the time. But when it came to us and the baby, she was like, I looked you guys up and I saw that you had a miscarriage and I would just love to pray for you. And I was like, bring it on. Like, I would love to pray. And so she prayed over me. She's like, and you know what? I'm going to say her prayer and I'm going to say it to all of y'all who are listening, going through similar things that you can also receive it. It was so simple. All she said was, I pray complete healing over this womb right now in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
I pray over this body that it is functioning. There is nothing wrong with it, that you are whole and fully capable of carrying a baby and carrying it to completion, and there will be a healthy baby in this womb in Jesus' name.
Period.
Period. And I got pregnant 10 days later with this little baby that's right here in our little...
There he is.
There he is.
There's
this little boy.
Man.
And she also said, in this next pregnancy, you will not have to fear what you have walked through. And when I tell you that I clung to that in those early days, just because it's so unnerving, especially after you've done it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never, ever want to do that ever again. And I'm not saying I never will, but in Jesus' name, I don't receive that I ever will again. But you just never know, like, what God has for you to walk through. And if the reason I walked through it is to tell someone else who's walked through it, you're going to be okay and God is still good, I would do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's a hard thing to say when things are not good that God is good, but he still is. And I don't know why it happens. I'm going to be honest. It's not fair. It's not right. It's incredibly painful in every possible way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm believing, like she believed for me, that you won't have to go through it again and that you can be whole and healed. And that day, I think I was.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And the same thing, this baby has been so easy and I'm so thankful.
You've been crushing it, babe.
I've been really tired, though.
Yeah, you haven't taken a lot of naps.
I've taken so many naps. When, like, Remy's nap time, the second
time... Your body's
time,
running a marathon.
Yes. The second time around is no joke because... Or just any baby after the first. You don't get to just nap when you want to nap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with Remy, not only did I not have another kid, it was 2020. We had nothing to do.
Yeah.
So we were just...
Missed those days.
We were just chilling. I do remember in those moments. I feel like God's always given me like nostalgia in the moment. Like when we lived in our really crappy apartment that you talk about.
That bit goes over so good now.
It does.
I ironed out all the kinks. I got it down.
His little speech before he sings Home
before
Sweet.
Home Sweet.
But we lived next to Miss Kathy. She did. You always say she had 8 cats. She had 1 cat.
I know.
Anyway, we just lived in this little duplex with, you know, wood panels on the walls. And I remember being in that apartment so thankful and knowing, I was like, I'm going to miss this. Like, what's that song?
You're going to miss this. You're going to want this back. You're going to wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times.
I'm obsessed with that. I
sang that at Belmont.
You did?
I sang
Maybe
it for one of my...
Maybe that's when I fell in love with you.
That
was it.
Trace Atkins. That Thanks, Trace.
Trace. We got Trace to thank. Taking another quick break from the episode because I need to tell you about one of my newest purchases for the baby that I cannot wait to try. My friends rave about the Dreamland Baby's most popular product, the weighted sleep sack, and I am so excited about it. Enter my code COFFEEWITHKAYLEE at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping. The weighted sleep sack helps with deeper sleep for your baby that makes deeper sleep for you too. Praise God, because when the baby sleeps, the whole family sleeps. It's also super easy to use with a two-way zipper for a no-fuss diaper change and quality materials that hold up really well wash after wash. The gentle weight of the sleep sack mimics the feeling of a parent's touch, which I think is one of the biggest benefits to using a weighted sack. Being a believer in weighted sleep blankets for us as adults, I know this is going to be a game changer for us. It came so highly recommended from my friends. It was one of the very first things that I bought when I knew we were expecting. So I was thrilled when they wanted to partner with this season of Coffee with Kaylee. I can't wait to keep you posted on how this helps get those extra hours of sleep we all need as new parents. Go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code COFFEEWITHKAYLEE at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide, plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. Hi, friends. Before we wrap up our conversation with Russell, I wanted to share about a sponsor that has made my life so much easier, and it's environmentally friendly too. Enter EarthBreeze. It's hard to feel like you're making much of a difference in the planet, but EarthBreeze is my new favorite detergent because you avoid using those huge plastic jugs. With their liquidless laundry detergent, the sheet dissolves 100% in any wash cycle, hot or cold. Their packaging is lightweight and biodegradable, so I save space in my laundry room. It's dermatologist tested and non-toxic, so I don't have to worry about using it on my kids' laundry and keeping the whole family clean. And most importantly, I still get a powerful clean for all the mud and all the yuck that comes in my washing machine. EarthBreeze is tough on stains, fights odors, and my clothes come out clean every single time. You know when someone offers you a 100% satisfaction guarantee, they mean business, and that's exactly what EarthBreeze does. If you're not convinced, they'll give you a full refund, no questions asked. It's the real deal. So right now, Coffee with Kaylee listeners can subscribe to EarthBreeze and save 40%. Go to earthbreeze.com/coffeewithkaylee to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/coffeewithkaylee for 40% off. earthbreeze.com/coffeewithkaylee. Okay, so before we started this episode, I did throw it out there on the Instagram of Russell coming in because you've been a recurring guest, that I want to be sure we cover what people want to hear.
Yeah.
So Russ said, just do a couple quick hitters, and these people know who they're dealing with. These are not quick hitter questions. These are...
This isn't your favorite flavor ice cream questions.
Spiritual warfare.
Yes.
Praying over your children.
Yes.
All things Holy Spirit.
Do it. Holy Spirit.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. Get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Baptized in water, baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Ask him to just come into your life. Yep. That's it.
Boom. Next.
Honestly, I feel like I should pray over my child more than I do. But I pray.
I say prayers with Rim Dog every night.
I know that. I know that. I do that also sometimes. But I mean, I sometimes feel, I'm just going to be honest. I sometimes feel guilt about not praying over my child. Like constantly. But I really am someone who prays something once, like when the Lord was like,
hey, don't babble on.
Yeah.
Babble on.
Whoa, bro. Don't babble on, Babylon.
Wow.
That's like There's the David be. Gray song. yeah, I really believe it. Like once I've prayed that his life will look a certain way, or like that he will walk in the ways of the Lord and never depart from it, and all that, I really believe it's done. So like I don't continue to pray the same prayer
over and over and over and over.
Yeah,
and over.
But I do intercede for him, and I do
for sure.
when I don't know. I kind of feel guilty about that. I'm going to be honest. How do you avoid all the drama of celebrity and country music? Because we do not engage.
Do not engage.
We do not. We love literally everyone.
No.
Every single person. We come into contact. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care anything about it. Mm-hmm. Our job is to love people in our industry. So we're going to do it. And we're going to be friends with them.
Yeah.
And we just do not engage or have a tolerance for it. Like if someone is pretty dramatic, they're not the person we hang out with all the time, you know, but it doesn't mean we're not going to, like, this is our mission field. This is our calling. We're not going to get distracted by silly little things of the enemy.
Yeah.
This is a good one that we definitely need to address. I've thought about this.
Uh-oh.
If you have children in the car, we are about to engage in adult conversation.
Uh-oh.
coming from a mom with in her 30s with two kids, are you guys still hitting the one a day sex goal?
Hey.
No.
Absolutely.
No, we are not.
Well, no, yeah, no.
No, I've thought about this, how I was like, I need to readdress this as a mom because if I was a parent, I would be feeling this like intense.
Did we say that on the first season?
Well, we've said it multiple times. That was a goal of ours. And the reason it was a goal of ours was because I knew this season would come. So I was like, if we don't set goals and make this a priority.
I'm always down for every day.
I know that.
No, I mean.
I was like, I need to address this because there's probably a lot of people carrying this like intense pressure. Right. To like try and have that.
Kaylee said have sex every day.
Right. And I was like, I do need to address this. So yeah. I'm glad you asked. But I'm really glad we did. I was like, if we don't have any kids, there truly is no excuse to not. And we still never like had a perfect record of that. No. It was just a goal.
Even still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even without kids. So, but we knew it was a priority. It had to be without kids. So it would still be a priority with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad we did that because I think we still try to have a great, thriving sex life as parents.
We do.
But we also are tired.
Yeah.
And worn out. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got one?
I need to know what purple mattress you got. Please share that info again.
Ooh.
This is not an ad. I'm not being paid to say this. That mattress has changed our lives.
Yeah, we bought one for the bus, one for the house.
It has changed. As a pregnant person, I think it was in my cart for an extended period of time. Because we would try them at the mall. You can go like try them at the mall or Mattress Firm.
Speaking of sex.
Perfect segue. You can try them. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I was like, whenever I get pregnant, this would be amazing. Because it just like conforms to your body. And I knew my hips would hurt when I was pregnant with Remy and all that. And it was when it had been in my cart, because it's not cheap, guys. You know, like mattresses aren't cheap, and especially this one. And I finally, once we had the positive pregnancy test with this baby, I was like, I'm buying it. I'm buying, this is my early push present. If it has to be, I'm buying the bed. Yeah. And when I tell you it has changed my pregnancy, it has.
Yeah. And earlier this year, like as soon as we found out we were pregnant, obviously you stopped drinking.
Right.
At all.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm in. I'm down. So I did too. And I was like, sleep is my number one priority.
Yeah.
Sleep and like, because I was getting up at 6 a.m., having quiet time, workout, cold plunge, hot tub, all before everybody was awake.
You were thriving.
I was crushing it because we weren't super busy yet.
Yeah.
And sleep became my number one priority because everything else, like right now, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
My brain's not functioning right. I'm probably not even making sense right now.
You are. You're doing great.
But sleep. Because I've been, you know, I follow the health gurus.
Yeah.
I follow all that stuff. And it's like everybody is like, no matter, you can work out every day. You can do this, you can do that. If you're not sleeping, then you ain't thriving.
Yeah.
Basically. And so that's why I was like, absolutely. New mattress. We need a new mattress. Purple mattress. So what was the question?
Oh,
what was the model number?
It was the Hybrid 3.
It was the PURPLE.
It was the
Hybrid 3. Number
3. They came out with new ones. The Hybrid 3, the Hybrid 4 is like the softest, the squishiest, and I liked a little more support than that. But go to the place and try them all out.
And they got the OG, like your old grandma bed where the front would lift up and the feet would lift up.
We did upgrade to that.
You can fold yourself into a taco with this bed.
Well, I thought it would be nice breastfeeding in the night or whatever.
Same.
I was like, you know what? But I do not, hear me when I say, I do not recommend the split one. And I say this from experience that my parents had that bed.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was little and I slept in a bed that had the split, it was like a twin on each side. First of all, I fell through the crack. I've spent most, I slept in my bed, my parents' bed way too long. I'm going to be totally honest. I was the youngest. No one kicked me out. Yeah. I kicked myself out. I was
You're 16 years old.
No. I was like, it is time for me to go to my own bed.
I'm
going to
drive myself out of here.
But I just think that it can't be good for cuddling. It just can't. No.
Speaking of the previous sex question.
Yes. It's important to have the same
what a way to kill
mattress.
It.
Yeah, the marriage bed needs to be one bed, not two twins.
Spoonable.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, that's enough about our mattress. But I cannot recommend it enough. And maybe I'll send them this episode and be like, please, will you pay me to say this? But they aren't. I would love to hear Mia Fields in her journey to meeting her husband. You're prophetic, Janelle, because she was on this podcast and you are going to hear that story. Okay, this is a good one.
Yeah.
How do you manage the road and faith? Do you find it difficult to live out both?
No.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean,
with
it's
you.
Hard to have like quiet time every morning when on the road, and
yeah,
it's hard to like do that, but not like should I be a Christian or not?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think it's like every profession, like
it's actually more encouraging because you get to see on the road. It's like you get to see behind all the facades of like, oh man, this person's living like the rock star dream, bro. And then like you go hang out on their bus and they're just like just deep in the pits of depression and like their life's in shambles.
I don't mean to laugh. I thought you were gonna say deep in the pits of Netflix. I thought that's where you were headed, and then you said depression and then I laughed.
True.
Not funny. Depression is not funny.
No. Not even you know what I'm saying. It's yeah. Like it's all that to say, that was dramatic. That was exaggerated, but it's like it ain't all it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. So you're like you said, I'm so glad we have a foundation. It honestly is more encouraging to be on the road and see people who don't, and let them see us, you know, like we're thriving out here. Yeah, it's exhausting. Yeah, we don't sleep good, but our family's together. My family is my priority. You know what I mean? Like it's fun to be that example out on the road, and people are like, oh man, that's so cool that like you prioritize that and that this and that. And like our bus driver who's been driving for God, Willie Nelson, and he's been driving
longer
for
than
years.
We've been alive.
And he's like, you don't even know, you don't even understand how big of a deal and how special it is that you keep your family together. He was like, don't change a thing. No matter what anybody tells you, I've seen it too much. He's like, don't change a thing. And so having the fam together is, you know, it's like nothing really changes. We just pick up, go on the road, pick back up,
hang
out
at home.
Yeah. So, but it is all that to answer the question of like, it's just cool to be out there as a light, and not to sound so Chris cliche, but like to like, oh, you know, the family's out, and you know, there is a lot of things we all know what we're talking about going down on the road with single peeps and sometimes married peeps, and it's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
But for us to have our family out and be happier than they could ever be doing that, you know, is just like, yeah, that's what we are doing.
Tell the story. I've said it before how that man prayed for us in England when we were dating, and how he said our marriage would heal marriages.
Yeah.
And people going through a divorce would stop it if they just
And I just got another sweet message.
I know, I want you to share it.
Like you can just be head nose to the grindstone for so long, and then you like stop for a second and breathe. Like, dude, these prophecies are coming true.
Mm.
Of like our marriage will heal marriages. And we were in Detroit Lakes, Michigan. And amazing show, by the way.
Yeah, that was
I know
an
everybody
show.
Posts on their Instagram like, oh, dude, this is the best weekend. Like, here's some pictures. That show, maybe best of the year.
Mm.
Anyways, get a message a couple days after, and there she was like, hearing you talk about Kaylee like that, and God gave me a girl, and yours, and all the songs about you.
Yes, very sweet.
All the songs about you, and they were just like, after hearing that, we just, our marriage was like almost over. And then after your concert and hearing these stories and hearing these songs, it's like we immediately like were snapped out of it and like mended our relationship, and now we're better than we've ever been. And it's just crazy. Like,
so sweet.
That prophecy was like 2008.
Yeah.
Like 4 years before we got married or something.
Yeah.
And so it just crazy.
Yeah. It's really encouraging.
Yeah.
And you see that like everything, it's all worth it. Like, mm-hmm. if we were doing this, and I think that's what you get to see behind the curtain, is you see people doing it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how empty it is, and you see what an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we've gotten to a place that, like, we are unimpressed with fame.
Yeah.
Like, we have enough friends who are, you know, so crazy famous, and you see their life is like anyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And they need Jesus just as bad as everyone else, you know, and we all do. And you get to see what an illusion it all is, and how empty it all is. And it's like anyone believing whatever it is in your life that you're like, if I made it to this point or this level, or if I won the lottery, or if I, then I would be happy. You can just see, you can see people have everything they've ever wanted and still not be happy, because nothing of this world truly is ever going to be enough.
Yeah.
And it's almost a privilege that we get to see such high levels of success,
mm-hmm.
to know it's not enough.
Yeah. I mean, even us, like, we're more successful than we've ever been, right? Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's great. But, like, those sweet times of, like, being just poor and nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was so, like, yeah, we had that just, like, burning dream in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, that was not stressful, but it's like, you know, like, that was what kept us going and got us excited. But, like, dude, back in the day, it was so chill.
It was so chill.
No money, no probs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's true. It's true.
But all I have to say, no, it's great. What was the question?
Honestly, I'm impressed that it took all the way to the end for your ADD to pop up, and that was really good. I'm honestly in awe. Did you take your?
I took my Alpha Brain. Still not a sponsor. Not sponsor the podcast. But I did take my Alpha Brain this morning.
Tell them what it is. Tell them what it is.
I don't know. Joe Rogan said to take it, so I took it.
That's a really dangerous way to live your life.
What's the stuff that he talks about?
Well,
DMT.
Whoever said it, so I did it.
Joe Rogan said to do DMT. I don't even know how you do that.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a drug of some
sort? Probably.
Yeah. I'm a sheltered mom over here. This is interesting. We haven't dealt with this a whole lot because we're pretty much like ride or dies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying outgrowing or losing childhood friendships. I think there are seasons that are for certain people, and that's okay. Like, there's mm-hmm. a time and a season for everything and everything under the sun, and mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes, our boy King Solomon, writing about seasons. And there are people for seasons, and then there are people for life.
Mm-hmm.
And we are lucky and blessed enough to have a lot of people for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because we really chose friends who are believers.
Mm-hmm.
And the seasonal friendships are the ones that are less like that.
Yeah.
I would say they're there for a certain time, and it's okay to keep moving, and it's okay if things don't work out, and you don't have to hash it out. Mm-hmm. No one has to be a problem or a victim,
right.
Or you can just kind of grow apart. And mm-hmm. that happens.
The further down the road we get, the smaller your friend group. Like, because in college, you're just like, oh, yeah, we're all hanging out with this and that, hang out, everybody. And they just get smaller and smaller after college. But, like, we have the best friends in the world. We got Fire Squad.
That's what
we've done. We got Fire Squad.
Well, someone called us, and now we all took that. And
yeah. But, yeah, like, we all went to college together. We all, like, married a friend, you know, in the group. It sounds incestuous, but it's not.
I was gonna say that sounds so bad, but no, yeah. I think
like we're cousins.
I think if you're looking to build, and in the same breath, if you're looking to build lasting, lifelong friendships, I would get plugged in your church or find a church that's like moving and you feel God moving and doing a thing, not just a place that you go and you're like, well, we went to church, check it off the list. Like, mm-hmm. find a place you really feel God speaking to you and moving, and surround yourself with people who also are seeking that.
Yeah.
And that's been the biggest gift in our lives, is having people that we can go to in the hard stuff. To, like I said with my episode with Cammie, like in my seasons of really hard things, she had the strength to hold my arms up, like Aaron and mm-hmm. Moses, like finding people that are reciprocal in friendship. Because mm-hmm. if it's not reciprocal, that, and there's times that you're called to minister and like be the one who pours into other people, but that isn't necessarily a friendship. Mm-hmm. That's ministry. And friendship is reciprocal, and they fill you back up too. Mm-hmm. And I want that for people's marriages too. Like yeah. that's how I feel with us. Like mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm just constantly helping and pouring out for you. Like you're also always helping and taking care of me.
Yeah. But I think to answer that question more specifically is like, I think it just kind of happens naturally. Like mm-hmm. if you feel like you should fight for this friendship, then do it. Mm-hmm. But if you're like, yeah, we're just kind of drifting and you're not worried about it, then great.
Yeah. Here's a good one to end on.
Okay.
How do you always manage to run out of gas?
By the way, my truck is on E now.
It is.
You drove my truck while I was gone.
Guys, I don't know what
and my
it
gas
is
light's on.
That I don't look at the gas gate. I honestly, I haven't, it's not like I've run out of gas like maybe 5 times in my whole life. Like it's not, like it happens all the time. I really ride on the edge too often.
I can't talk though.
No, you cannot.
I can't talk that. I ran that Nissan Armada out of gas every other month.
I do. It is a shortcoming I have, and I love to share it publicly because, you know, everyone needs to know everyone's human, and this is a massive shortcoming of mine.
Hmm.
And I don't know why I am the way I am. I did explain to my dad, and I said this on my Instagram about it, that when you are gone as often as we are, like you don't know up from down. Honestly.
We don't,
you
don't drive a lot.
No, we don't. Like my car has, I've maybe put on like 10,000 miles in the last 5 years I've had yeah. that car. Like we're never home and we never drive. So really, if I leave and it's on E, I will not, because the next time I drive, it's like 3 weeks later.
I'm curious what my odometer is.
It's low.
On my truck. Yeah.
It's less than 10,000 miles.
I bet it's less than 2.
Yeah. No, it's not that low. But yeah, we don't have an excuse. There are parts of our lives we really crush. The area.
Yeah. Person asking the question.
Gas gauges running out of gas. It's terrible for the car. I know. Someone was telling me there's like a service that can come and fill your car up. So I have looked into this and I'll report back because I think this is something I need to know.
I like getting off the gas station though.
I don't.
Hopping out, getting a Celsius.
No. It is not my favorite thing.
I'm not a soda guy.
I avoid it at all costs.
Get a giant Coke. If I ate like trash, I would go so hard.
Speaking of, we need to go have a lunch date.
Right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
We get a lunch date?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, do you hear my stomach growl? Literally did. Right on cue. Well, anyway, thank you for joining us for Coffee with Kaylee and Russell.
Coffee with Kaylee.
Coffee with the Dickersons.
It is.
Really. Thank you for being my recurring guest. I love having you on here.
Hop in the comments if we should start our own podcast. Because I feel like that was fire.
What do you want to call it? Hop in the comments with what we should call it.
Hop in the comms.
Hop in the comms. Thanks for being here. Smash that subscribe.
Smash that subscribe button. Share with your friends. Tweet out the link. Instagram it on your stories.
Yeah.
We out.
What a guy. He is truly the best, and I'm so glad he opened up to y'all and gave you the realest of the real. He brings that out of me also, which is so sweet when I get to have him on the podcast. I did want to add to this episode something that I completely forgot to share. Remember when I was piecing together the story of going on the road when we had our miscarriage, and I was like, I don't remember where we went. Well, that was some serious pregnancy brain, because how could I forget?
One of the sweetest parts of that story is when my friend Cami had her miscarriage back in 2019, which you can hear us talk about in Coffee with Kaylee Season 1. We were on vacation in Mexico, and when we got the news, we flew straight to her in Dallas. When I had mine, it was already planned to get on the bus and go see her in Dallas the very next day. I was literally delivered to her doorstep. It was one of those things when you can see God had already gone before me at that time, and I needed that more than anything. So just a reminder that even in the impossible things that also break his heart, he is there with a broken heart too, wanting to take care of you. So I love you guys. Thank you for every message and every kind word you have said throughout this journey. It means the whole world to us. We're honored that we get to walk this life with y'all. So next week, our guest is Miss Mia Fields. She is proof that God writes the most beautiful stories, and I cannot wait for her to share hers with you next week. You do not want to miss it. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to this podcast so you don't miss a single drop of Coffee with Kaylee.